Greetings everyone and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The possibility of a nuclear war with Russia is growing. And we should not take Russia's warning lightly. But will it happen? Will it happen soon? Politico wrote on September 13. The Russian leader, Putin, delivered an explicit message Thursday night to Ukraine's Western partners, warning them against letting Kyiv use donated long-range missiles to strike deep into Russia. This will mean that NATO countries, the United States, the European countries, are fighting Russia, he said. He's talking about a war between NATO and Russia. Deutsche Welle wrote on September 14, one day later, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Saturday ruled out the delivery of long-range precision to Ukraine in the future, regardless of decisions made by NATO allies. Scholz said that the delivery of Taurus cruise missiles would entail a great risk of escalation. Taurus cruise missiles have a range of around 500 kilometers, which is about 310.6 miles, which would allow Ukraine to strike targets in Moscow. I said no to that, Scholz asserted. And of course, that also applies to other weapons, adding that this would not change even if other countries decide differently. But then, on September 20, TRT World wrote this. The European Parliament has adopted a resolution calling on EU countries to let Ukraine use Western weapons to strike military targets inside Russia, prompting an angry rebuke from Moscow. EU lawmakers approved the resolution on Thursday, which is non-binding and does not reflect the stance of the bloc's 27 countries, with 425 votes in favor, 131 against, and 63 abstentions during a plenary session in Strasbourg. Echoing an earlier warning by President Vladimir Putin, Volodin, the president of Russia's lower house Duma, condemned the vote. What the European Parliament is calling for leads to a world war using nuclear weapons, Volodin said, warning that Russian missiles could hit Strasbourg within minutes of launch. He specifically said the Saramat missile's flight time to Strasbourg is 3 minutes 20 seconds. Express added on September 20 that Strasbourg is often considered the EU's de facto capital due to the fact it holds many of the bloc's key institutions, including the European Parliament. Then on September 23, Ron Paul wrote in his weekly column of the Ron Paul Institute an article with a headline, Washington's Ukraine Obsession is Going to Get Us All Killed. And you wrote, last week the world narrowly escaped likely nuclear destruction as the Biden administration considered Ukraine's request to allow U.S. missiles to strike deeply into Russian territory. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned, as the request was being considered, that because these missiles could not be launched without the active participation of the U.S. military and NATO, Russia would consider itself in a state of war with both NATO and the U.S. should they be launched. It was a Cuban missile crisis on a massive scale. Thankfully, permission was reportedly not granted by Washington to hit deep inside Russia, but as we have seen throughout the war, a weapons system is often first denied and then eventually granted. We should not rest easy, even if nuclear war has been temporarily averted. Would missile strikes deep inside Russia win the war for Ukraine? Not even the Pentagon thinks so. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin himself said earlier this month that granting Ukraine permission to launch missiles into Russia would not be a game changer in the 2.5-year war. Risking nuclear destruction for no tangible purpose? Have these people gone insane? Even the game changers have changed little in this war. How many times has the pro-war mainstream media told us a weapons system would be a game changer for Ukraine. The fact is that Russia is winning the war. Despite hundreds of billions of dollars and the best weapons systems from the US and NATO countries, each new shipment of increasingly sophisticated weapons does not produce battlefield victories for Ukraine. It only produces more dead Ukrainian soldiers and more profits for the weapons manufacturers. Even the mainstream media has begun to report on Ukraine's huge losses and hopeless situation. Just over a week ago, the Pentagon announced another $250 million arms package for Ukraine. Nobody believes that it's going to reverse the steady gains made by Russia on the battlefield. The unlikely duo of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Donald Trump Jr. said it best in a recent editorial in The Hill. "We cannot get any closer to the brink than this. And for what? To weaken Russia? To control Ukraine's minerals? No vital American interests is at stake. To risk nuclear conflict for the sake of the neoconservative fantasy of global full-spectrum dominance is madness." So far, this article. And then on September 26, Newsweek reported the following. Putin said that Moscow retains the right to use nuclear weapons in the event of an attack that poses a critical threat to Russia and Belarus. However, according to the new suggestions, the Russians could use nuclear weapons if they had information about a massive launch of missiles or drones crossing their state border. Putin told Russia's Security Council meeting on Wednesday that any aggression by a country without nuclear weapons with the participation of a nuclear state is proposed to be considered as a joint attack on Russia. So far we have come. The Bible tells us that we will hear more and more about wars and rumors of wars. We can confidently say that at this point, a nuclear war with Russia will not take place because God will simply not allow it. I said at this point, but in the future, such a war will take place. Certain events have to occur first, though, and we will keep you informed. We will warn you about the signs of the time, and we will tell you when a nuclear war with Russia is imminent. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.